The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, and I am joined on the line again by the man called Brett down at State Cinemas. That means it's time for another At The Flicks, where we are catching up with what is happening down at Nelson's independent cinema with the biggest screen in town. How are you doing, Brett?
Oh, I'm doing lovely, Matt. How are you doing, mate?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Can't complain at all.
Oh, good to hear.
Yeah, always enjoy catching up with you about the goings-on down at State. So, survived the school holidays would be an appropriate question to start with.
Yeah, it's actually been a pretty, you know, not as bananas as what it usually is, but the weather's also been kind of being nice for us, which is terrible in movie terms.
Yeah, I get that.
It's been good. They're always good, the school holidays.
Good. I know you've had plenty of offerings on. There's still a few days of it left, though, so people can get in there and get their kids in front of some good viewing. But what do you want to tell us about this week?
Yeah. I think I need to start us off with the big daddy of them all, or the big mommy of them all.
Yeah.
No, I feel wrong. Anyhow, we have a Taylor Swift film coming out just on Saturday and Sunday called Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl. And I spoke about this a bit last week, but our Lord and Savior T. Swift has a new album coming out on the 4th. And she's doing a big movie to kind of launch it. One of the title track, or not the title track, but one of the big tracks coming out from her new album is called The Fate of Ophelia. And she's going to launch the music video for it on the biggest screen around here at Nelson. And along with the music video comes like a lot of behind the scenes footage of how it was made, her talking about the new album, and just her deep diving Taylor Swift. So it's sort of a documentary about the album and this new music video, and then you get to see the new music video on our giant screen with our beautiful stadium-like sound, and it'll be a proper concert experience here.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, the thing with Taylor Swift is her fans seem to cover a few different generational sort of groups, so she's got a very broad audience.
She does, yeah. We've had everyone asking us here from, you know, college-age girls being like, can we get our tickets yet, to like, you know, middle-aged women
just
walking by. She's got, yeah, a big demo.
Oh,
predominantly female, but the whole age range she hits, you know?
Yeah.
Her songs are like earworms. Like, no, I don't seek Taylor Swift out, but if Shake It Off comes on the radio, you know, I'm going to bump to it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
She's got the pop thing down pat.
Yeah, she does. It's strange because she started off as this country artist, and who would have known?
Who would have known she's like the next Beatles or whatever the heck? She's this like, you know, international megastar of pop music. Yeah,
crazy stuff. Okay, so Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl this weekend. It's pretty exclusive, Saturday and Sunday. Tickets online, how are they going?
They're pretty good. So I would definitely say, like, if you're interested, get in there because they are starting to move. And also I'll mention there's a 9 a.m. and an 11 a.m. session this Saturday. So for the first screenings of it, MediaWorks is going to be here. I'm sorry, a competitor of you guys, but they're doing a bunch of giveaways and stuff around it. Like, they're giving away friendship bracelets. I think you can win some. It was like a hair dryer. They've got a whole thing, a bunch of giveaways going on for those first two sessions. So
good stuff.
If you're going to go, definitely catch the 9 a.m. or the 11 a.m. sessions. If I can talk.
Yeah.
And you can win some swag while you're there.
Ooh, who doesn't want swag? Okay, good on MediaWorks. So that is, a bit of a bonus reason to get in early. You can not only brag online to your friends who may be on the other side of the planet that you've seen it before them, but get some swag as well.
Yeah, get in here. And I'll be there too. So, you know, we can all shake it off together, you know?
Wow. Okay, that's what I want to see. You up the front throwing your goats up.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You'll be twerking right when you walk in.
All right.
Throwing that hip. I'll stop.
Okay. So Taylor Swift, you can check it out on the website statecinemas.co.nz. Now, I imagine that is the hugest news of the week, but I'm gathering you've got some more stuff on the way.
We do get some more fun little goodies on the way. Another little kind of one-off, not one-off, but we're only running it for 1 week only. We've got the opportunity to screen Avatar: The Way of the Water, which is the second film in the Avatar series that's developing. We're going to run it for 1 week only, and it's coming out in 3D only. And this is sort of a primer to get everyone ready for the third movie that comes out in December, Avatar: Fire and Ash.
Okay, now this is the Avatar, the James Cameron world of Avatar, because I think there was some other Airbender Avatar thing. Is that right?
Correct. This is not the Airbender. These are those big, tall, blue people telling you to be green and save the environment. It's those people.
Wicked. Okay. So this is, did you say this is the replay of part two. Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. But it is, so they've enhanced the footage a little bit. So James Cameron kind of got back in there and sort of did the George Lucas thing where he wasn't happy with certain things. So he sort of cleaned up some effects. They also kind of have this new subtitle thing that they're trying out on it. So like traditionally, you know, in movies when subtitles come up, when they're speaking in like a foreign language, they just sort of run across the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
They're trying this thing out because the Na'vi people, the big blue people, sometimes speak in a different language where it's like sort of popping up by their heads. So they're trying this new kind of subtitle mechanic out to make it more legible and easy to follow what's going on.
Okay.
Not that that's like a selling point for this, but it's sort of interesting.
Yeah.
And And he's also doing he pre-filmed like an introduction for the film, and you're getting like 9 minutes of new footage for Fire and Ash. So if you're really into Avatar, this is the one to catch, to kind of catch yourself back up, see it on the biggest screen, see it in 3D, and get some, a little taster, a little tease, a little snack of the new movie coming out in a few months.
Ah, absolutely. Look, they look pretty amazing. And if he's been in there and touched it up, hopefully he hasn't quite George Lucas'd all over it because, anyway. You can't.
Yeah, maybe that was a bad example. I think James Cameron's, not as manic as what George Lucas was.
All right.
But, like, the effects were already, like, unmatched in this. So I'm like, well, how much more can you enhance this thing? It looks incredible already. And it was from our fine folks at Weta that did it in Wellington.
Yeah.
But this is, like, the best special effects CGI that's, like, ever been conceived on the big screen. So getting to relive it will be really cool.
Okay, cool. And so that's back for a limited run.
That's right. And we are screening it twice a day. So you got to dust off those old 3D glasses for it. Or you can always purchase a pair here. They're like $2, real cheap.
Yep.
And you can keep them and take them home and wear them around town. So they're your 3D glasses after you get them.
Nice. All right. So is that kicking off from Thursday and it's around for a week? Is that right?
That's right. It's kicking off from Thursday and it's here for just a week and then it's gone. But it's definitely, if you're planning on watching the third movie, I think a good kind of refresher because it's been a couple of years. Yeah. We've been in the land of Pandora.
True that. Okay. And it's got a reasonably friendly rating from memory.
Yep. It's just an easy little M for a bit of violence. So there's some cool action going on in this film as well.
Yeah. Okay. No doubt you've probably seen it. If you haven't, or like Brett says, if you want to refresh your memory, what a way to do it. Check out Avatar, The Way of the Water. This is the show on Fresh FM called At the Flicks. I'm Matt, catching up with Brett down at State Cinemas. Apologies if you can hear a little bit of banging in the background. We've got some carpet laying happening here at the moment, but hopefully it's not coming through too loudly. So Brett, two completely different films so far. Where to next?
Yeah, now I'll get into kind of our normal run of movies. Those are two kind of special events, but as far as the actual proper new releases that are coming out this week, I'll start off with The Smashing Machine. And The Smashing Machine looks fascinating. It's about like the OG legend of the UFC, Mark Kerr. He was kind of before the UFC is kind of what you see today, the guys in the cage and everything. It was sort of just this rough and tumble, almost like bare knuckle thing back in the early 90s. And it was just these guys, there was like no rules. It was like a street fight almost, just that you were paying to watch. And Mark Kerr was kind of one of the OG legends of that. And he kind of got his start fighting for Pride in Japan, which was like the kind of staple of what became the UFC. But it's a movie following this guy's life. But the interesting bit is that it's played by The Rock's doing it, Mr. Dwayne Johnson. And they've got him in this kind of like amazing prosthetics where he looks almost identical to Mark Kerr. And it's a deep dive into this guy's life. And he had like troubles with addiction and a tumultuous marriage. And yeah, he was a fascinating guy. So it's a deep dive into the life of Mark Kerr, portrayed by the Rock.
Wow. Okay. I was going to say Dwayne Johnson, the Rock, does not look like him, but you've explained that nicely, because I looked at it and I was going, I know.
Yeah, he's got a big square face. The prosthetics they did is amazing, though. He looks very similar to Mark Kerr. And it's also, like, interesting to see sort of this. This almost makes me think of, like, you remember that movie The Wrestler a few years back from Darren Aronofsky and Mickey Rourke was in it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of got that flavor where it's not like it's just a real kind of grimy, dirty look into their lives. Like, it's a real character drama. It's actually done by the director, Benny Safdie, who did Uncut Gems. So he's just a real interesting guy, and it's an A24 movie. So it's real gritty, it's a drama. It's not like this big Hollywood sort of flashy, you know, the good guy's going to win at the end. It's, I think, a real deep dive into this guy's life, and you're going to see the good and the bad. And yeah, it looks real interesting. And The Rock's already getting possible Oscar buzz for this. So which is never anything I thought I'd say, but apparently The Rock is incredible in this.
Wow. Oh, right. That is interesting. So, and he's alongside Emily Blunt by the look of it.
That's right. He's got his Jungle Cruise co-star back with him. So she plays his wife, or his, you know, romantic interest in the movie. And she's amazing at everything. So, like, I really think the performances on this are going to be incredible. And it is an interesting story of kind of the foundation of the UFC back when it was rough and ready before Dana White bought it out.
Yeah.
And just an interesting guy as well.
Wow. Okay. Now you can check out the trailer online. So it's going to be a bit punchy, smashy. What sort of rating is on it?
Yeah, it's actually just an easy little M for a bit of violence, offensive language, drug use, and suicide references. And it's you can catch it about 3 times a day.
All right. That is The Smashing Machine. Looks quite interesting. And another A24, they're always pretty quality cinema.
Yeah, they usually, A24 don't miss, usually.
yeah. Okay, that is The Smashing Machine. Once again, you can check it out on the State Cinema's website. Wow, the diversity of this week is impressive. Where to next, Brett?
Yeah, this one is one for my Spooky Boy fans. We've got a film called Him coming out. And
this looks good. I'm just jumping in and saying this looks good.
Yeah, this one looks fascinating. It looks really interesting. They've got Jordan Peele's name all over it, but he's not actually directing it. It's from Jordan Peele's, he's got a thing called Monkey Paw Productions, and it's his own little studio, and this is one of his kind of first outings into the production world. So it's a film directed by, I forgot his name, Justin Tipping, and it's based off of a script that won the Blacklist competition, which is sort of these unheard of scripts. Okay. Anyhow, that's a lot of preamble to say it's a spooky movie. It's about a college wide receiver, so American football or gridiron. He's just hot stuff, and he's getting poached by the NFL. Everything's going good for this guy, and this kid's, like, whole world is just football. Like, he's obsessed with it. That's his identity. And right as he's getting ready to go to the pros, he gets attacked by a fan and suffers, like, a real, like, almost, it looks like a career-ending brain injury. But there's a professional player played by Marlon Wayans, who wants to help him recoup. So he takes him out to this, like, training facility, that's multi-billion-dollar training facility out in the middle of nowhere, and tries to, like, recoup him. But as all this is going on, you might find out that Marlon Wayans is insane. Like, things just go bonkers from there. Like, he's, like, beating up the football players, really running them through the gambit. But also, this guy's got a brain injury. So you're like, is he hallucinating this? Watch the trailer. It looks like it goes off the rails. Like,
yeah.
It seems like a basic football movie that goes, like, David Lynch bizarre at some point.
Yeah, look, I did watch the trailer, and it definitely intrigued me. And I noticed Jim Jeffries, the Australian comedian, in there.
Yeah, that's right. It's got Jim Jeffries. And even for my Tim and Eric fans, it's got Tim Heidecker, who's another real quirky comedy guy. But yeah, weird to see comedians in this. This looks like a pretty, rough horror movie.
I'm interested. I am. And just Jordan Peele's name alone, and now I didn't realize he wasn't directing it, so they did a subtle little sneaky there.
I know, they've been a bit cheeky about that, but no, it is just, he's a producer, and it's his Monkey Paw production, so it's kind of one of the first outings from that he's not directing from his production studio.
Yeah, okay. Very keen to check this out. So it does look like there is a bit of violence in this one. What sort of rating have we got and how often can we catch up with him?
Yeah, if you can just judge from the cover, it's got a bloody football player on there. It is an R16 for bloody violence and offensive language.
Okay.
And you can also catch us about 3 times a day.
Brilliant. All right. Again, trailer, statecinemas.co.nz. You can also get on there and book some tickets nice and early. All right. Well, I can't imagine where we're heading to next.
Yes, I've got one more little gem for you. And this one is a bit of a throwback. So this film started in the French Film Festival, but it's just now coming out for wide release. It's a film called Holy Cow. And this was actually one of the kind of like top performing films in the French Film Festival. And we actually did a screening of it where everyone got free pieces of cheese, which is pretty fun. But this movie, it's French language, but it stars it's about a kid who's sort of just a little teenage, you know, out drinking, partying, young guy. But unfortunately, his family parents pass away and he's now in charge of having to raise his 7-year-old sister, and he's just like a young 18-19-year-old kid. So he has to kind of get his life together and figure out a way to support her. So he takes over the family business of making cheese, but he's just never made cheese before. So it's sort of this coming of age story of this kid trying to get his life together and do it through the outlet of making cheese.
Wow, there you go. So this did really well, didn't it, in the film festival?
It did, yeah, yeah. This one sold out multiple sessions, and especially the one where we had a big, it was fun. We got a bunch of fancy cheeses. Everyone came in, and you got a snack on cheese and watch a movie about cheese. It was a real cheesy day, let me say.
Who doesn't love cheese? All right, so Holy Cow. I'm assuming this is French language with English subtitles?
That is correct. It is French language with English subtitles, and it's just got an easy little infomature rating for a bit of offensive language and sexual references, and you can catch it twice a day.
Brilliant. Okay, that is Holy Cow. Holy Cow, what a lineup.
Hey, ba-dumps.
Gosh. All right. Brett, this is At The Flicks. We've got just a little bit of time left. Is there anything else you do want to cover off before we wrap up this week's edition of At The Flicks?
Yeah, I'll plug one little thing. On October 23rd, we already have ticket sales up for this. There's a really good movie coming out called Pike River that's about the Pike River mines that, you know, happened here in New Zealand that, you know, unfortunately collapsed. It's a film about that. But we're getting a Q&A session of it a week before it comes out with the director of the film and the two ladies that the film is predominantly about. The actual ladies are going to be here. So it's I think this is a very important, especially New Zealand movie. I've been lucky enough to see it already, and it's like incredible and sad because it's a horrible situation, but it's informative and really well performed. But on October 23rd, you can catch Pike River a week before it comes out and meet the director and the two ladies that the film is about. So wow. I just thought I'd let everyone know about that. And it's at 6 p.m. on the 23rd of October.
Okay. All right. Now, can you get your tickets already?
Yep. Yeah. The tickets are up for sale already. And we just put them up and they're actually starting to move. We've already sold about 30 tickets and they've not been up very long. So I feel like it's likely to sell out. So if you are interested, get in there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and what an opportunity to talk to those involved. It was a pretty sad time in West Coast history, unfortunately. So yeah.
It was because I'm like, you know, obviously from my accent, I wasn't around here. I'm not a Kiwi, so I wasn't that, and I didn't know much about it. So watching this film was gut-wrenching and informative, and it's a real, it's worth everyone's time to kind of learn what happened there.
Yeah, all right. And yeah, great opportunity again to maybe engage a little further with it. Okay, so that special Q&A session, 23rd of October, so that is a week before the official release, is that right?
That is right, yeah. It comes out for wide release on the 30th, but on that the 23rd, you can catch that special screening with some extra, Q&As and meet the director, which is always fun.
Cool. All right. Get onto the website once again, statecinemas.co.nz. Check it out and get yourself some tickets. Get in there.
Yeah.
All right. Anything now? I've already given you one opportunity. Is there any last little morsel you want to mention before we say goodbye?
No, I think you guys have heard enough of my silly little voice, and I mean, we've got so many movies here, so there's what else can I say? Just come on down and watch a movie. We've got loads here right now.
Yeah, and still plenty of time to get in and see some kids' flicks as well. Brett, thank you so much for all you do. You provide some great entertainment and some great ice creams. Let's just put that out there.
Thank you. Yes, we've got the best ice creams in town, biggest screens in town, best sound in town. And everyone needs to come on out.
And Brett, let's be honest.
And you've got me, the best beard in town. I've got a really good beard.
There you go. Hey, Brett, thank you so much for joining us for another At The Flicks. We'll talk to you again same time next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.